Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Last week, and again yesterday, in this new week, we have been dealing with a Greek word, prognosko. This word is used 7 times in the New Testament, and we need to know it and become familiar with it, because this is the word the Apostle Paul used to describe how God saves people from sin. Romans 8, verse 29 begins, "For those whom God foreknew, for those whom God prognosko," foreknew is prognosko. And just to be clear and to remind you, especially you note takers, this same word is used in relation to God in 4 other texts that we looked at last time. I had to hustle a little bit at the end yesterday, so let me just make sure you got those references. We find prognosko used in relation to God in Acts 2, verse 23, Romans 8, verse 29, Romans 11, verse 2, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, and 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. Again, Acts 2, 23, Romans 8, 29, Romans 11, 2, 1 Peter 1, 2, and 1 Peter 1, 20. In your Bible, whenever you see the word foreknew or foreknowledge in these verses, insert the Greek word prognosko in the margin or above it. P-R-O-G-I-N-O-S-K-O. And importantly, we have said that when this word is used in relation to God, it means that God has an eternal plan set in place before the foundation of the world to do something that will come to pass in the future. God foreordained something that will come to pass in the future. He planned it before it happens. He does not just know about it before it happens. God makes it happen. And this is what God does with our salvation. He predetermines who will be saved long before we actually, in our human experience, are saved. Capture this. God knows the future and makes it come to pass as part of his eternal plan. What I want to do today is to show you how the foreknowledge of God, the predetermined eternal plan of God, applies to both Jesus Christ and to Christ's people, that is, Christians. I can put it to you this way. As Christ was chosen in advance by the foreknowledge of God to die for sin, so too Christ's people, who benefit from his death in taking away our sins, we were chosen in advance by the foreknowledge of God for salvation. Christ was chosen. We are chosen. Go back with me to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20. I will read the text. In relation to Jesus, Peter says, 1 Peter 1 verse 20, "For he was foreknown before the foundation of the world." Do you see that? Did you hear that? Peter says Jesus was foreknown. Jesus was prognosko. When? Jesus was foreknown before the foundation of the world. Okay, now holding on to 1 Peter 1 verse 20 in mind, let's turn in our Bibles over to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1. And for context, I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. We will be dealing with these verses in our current series again, so let's just dip into them now. Ephesians 1, verses 1 through 5 reads like this. "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will. This is beautiful and full of practical application to our lives as believers. For today, focus with me on verse 4 and this phrase, he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. He is God. He is God. And what did God do? God chose us. Who are the us? The us are Christians, believers in Christ Jesus. He is our Lord. God chose us in Christ when? Oh, here is this same phrase, before the foundation of the world. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Guess what? The phrase before the foundation of the world is the same in Ephesians 1 as it is in 1 Peter 1. In 1 Peter 1, we learn that Jesus Christ was foreknown before the foundation of the world, and in Ephesians 1, we learn that Christians were foreknown before the foundation of the world. This ought to strike us. What God did for Jesus, he chose him before the foundation of the world. God did for us. He chose us before the foundation of the world. And this speaks to the foreknowledge of God in which he specifically and intentionally identifies people to save from sin before God does anything else. That word world in the Greek text means the creation, the cosmos, the universe, and the world. Think of this awesome truth this way. Before Genesis 1 verse 1, God chose Jesus, God chose us. I repeat, before Genesis 1 verse 1, God chose Jesus, God chose us. Genesis 1 1 says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Who or what was before the beginning? Only God was before the beginning. No one else was before the beginning. There were no heavens and no earth before the beginning. And then suddenly, God created. He made the heavens and the earth. Well, before God created the heavens and the earth, before the beginning, then, at that time, God chose you to be redeemed from your sin by Christ. And I do not know how old you were when you were saved, but I know this much. You are not 6,000 years old. You were not before the beginning, nor was I, nor was anyone. 6,000 years being about how old I believe this earth is, based on biblical calculations, which we have discussed before here on God Is. I do not accept this earth to be billions or millions of years old. The point is, thousands of years before you and I existed, before we were born, God had already decided on our salvation. And therefore, God had already decided on our Savior. As John 3 verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God gave his Son from eternity past, my friends. Someone says, no, Jesus Christ lived 5 BC to 29 AD. Okay, I agree. But my point, based on what we have read in the scripture, is that even though Christ's earthly life has a beginning date and an end date, and by end date, I mean a date when he died, although remember, he was resurrected and is alive now. Even though Christ's earthly life has a beginning date and an end date, he was chosen as Savior before the foundation of the world, before Genesis 1:1, before time began. And someone says, I was born in 1950, but I did not become a Christian until 1980, so I was saved at age 30. Okay, I agree. From the human perspective, as we tell time, yes. But my point, based on what we have read in the scripture, is you were chosen to be in Christ long before 1980, long before 1950. God chose you to believe in Christ before the foundation of the world, before Genesis 1:1, before time began. I trust you are with me on this, or at least you see the point. If you know your theology, you are probably thinking, you are dipping into predestination here, Swallow. You're getting a little ahead of yourself and into this next word in Romans 8:29. Oh, I know. But as we will see, it is very difficult to separate the meaning of foreknowledge and predestination. So what I have just said will come up again in the near future. Even among many Christians, it is assumed that God's foreknowledge simply means his omniscience, that he knows everything before it happens. While God is omniscient, we have established that, his foreknowledge is more than simply knowing all things. God's foreknowledge is his foreordination, his predetermined plan, his sovereign and particular choice of people from when? From eternity past, from before the foundation of this very world. I hope you get this. This reflects God's first link in the golden chain of salvation, God's first move in the order of salvation. More tomorrow on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.